This is Chairman Dale Dio dictating an attorney letter to Bill Byers, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Byers, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, LeJuan Jang, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is capital L-I, capital L, small letter I, capital J, small letter U-A-N. That's Le Juang. So that first name is capital L, small I, capital J, small letter U-A-N. Last name is J-I-A-N-G. So, once again, first name, capital L, small I, large J, small U-A-N. Last name is Juang, capital J-I-A-N-G. On April 2nd, 2026, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, as well as took the history directly from the client via the aid of an interpreter and her son, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 68-year-old female who was a pedestrian that was struck down by a vehicle in a severe accident on January 1st, 2025, period. While she was crossing the street, she was struck down and was unconscious, period. She was transported by ambulance to St. Vincent's Emergency Room, period. Despite adequate treatment present day, she is still having problems with her right shoulder, comma, low back with sciatica, comma, and symptoms from the head trauma, period. New paragraph. In reference to her low back, her pain is constant, period. The duration ranges from constant to a few hours per day, period. The pain radiates down both legs, period. She was advised apparently to have surgery, but she is afraid of surgery. And because of that scare of surgery, she has been treated with injections, period. She is particularly afraid of the complications of surgery, period. Upon further delving into her history, it has been determined that the patient did have a prior herniated disc in her back, and the pain from her low back resolved until this automobile accident, period. She was unable to remember the cause of her herniated disc in the past, period. New paragraph. In reference to her right shoulder, she was advised to have surgery, but once again was afraid of the potential complications and has been trying to avoid surgery, period. Her shoulder, right shoulder pain is constant, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down to the palms, period. New paragraph. In reference to the head injury, the patient states that she gets dizzy spells frequently and particularly early in the day, period. She has frequent insomnia, period. The dizziness occurs 2 to 3 times per day, period. It is worse in the morning, but it is not constant, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for hypertension, comma, hyperthyroidism, comma, lung carcinoma that required surgical lobectomy, prediabetes, and gastritis, period. New paragraph. Family history reveals a son who is alive in good health, period. New paragraph. Social history. Patient never smoked, and she denies alcohol. New paragraph. Medications include medicine for hypertension. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for a lobectomy of the right lower lung due to cancer, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is as follows, period. The date of the accident, the patient was transported by ambulance to Ascension St. Vincent's Emergency Room, period. On April 14, 2025, she presented to Ortho Indy, and she had an MRI of the right shoulder, which was abnormal, period. The date of the accident, EMS transported her to St. Vincent's Hospital, period. Various diagnostic studies, including CAT scans and chest x-rays, were performed, period. On January 8, 2025, she was seen at Ascension Medical Group for office visits that were done on multiple dates, including February 24th, March 10th, March 31st. In April 7th of 2025, period. These were all to St. Vincent's Medical Group, Sports Performance Center, and Hospital Services, period. On April 28th, 2025, she was seen at Ortho Indy, period. On May 13th, 2025, she was seen by neurology outpatient, period. On June 2nd to June 30th, 2025, she was seen at IU Health Rehab and Physical Therapy, period. She was seen several times at Ortho Indy on June 9th, September 8th, September 10th, and October 15th, 2025, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic history reveals the right shoulder was never injured in the past, period. She has not had prior pain in her right shoulder, period. She states her low back was never injured in the past, but she states a long time ago she did have a herniated disc in the low back, and the pain resolved until this automobile accident reactivated the pain, period. She can't recall the cause of the herniated disc in the past, period. The patient has not had serious automobile accidents in the past, period. The patient has not had work injuries in the past, period. The patient has not had other traumatic events to the body, period. The patient has not had prior pain or dizziness before this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Zionsville Fire Department, January 1st, 2025, States Engine 291 were dispatched to the address for pedestrian struck, period. PD advised that patient has been unconscious since their arrival and has not moved, period. End of report. Emergency room report from St. Vincent's. arrived January 1st, 2025, discharge date January 3rd, 2025, discharge diagnosis 1, subarachnoid hemorrhage, 2, left hand abrasions, 3, right upper extremity and right lower extremity pain, 4, nausea, vomiting, and dizziness, period. Consults were neurosurgery. History of 67-year-old female who presented to our facility via ground EMS as a trauma code 1, period. Pre-EMS report, patient was struck by a vehicle going approximately 30 miles per hour when she was crossing the street, period. She did hit her head, period. Hospital course by diagnosis, 1, small subarachnoid hemorrhage, period. Neurosurgery consulted, repeat head CT was stable. She did develop some nausea and vomiting, period. Number 2, left hand abrasion, right upper extremity and right lower extremity pain, period. Plain films were negative for injury. Disposition at discharge was home, period. Follow-up appointment was to Goodman Campbell Brain and Spine, as well as family doctor, period. CT of the brain and head without contrast showed acute subarachnoid hemorrhage with right frontal scalp swelling, period. CT of the face, no acute facial bone fracture. CT cervical spine, no acute fracture or traumatic malalignment. CTA of the neck, no cervical arterial vascular injury, period. X-rays of the chest bedside negative, X-rays of the pelvis negative, X-rays of the knee, degenerative changes of the right knee with no fracture, period. X-ray of the lower tibia, no acute osseous abnormality. X-ray of the foot, no evidence of acute fracture, period. On physical examination, patient does not remember the accident, period. End of report. Northwest Radiology, MRI of the shoulder, April 14th, 2025. Shows full thickness, partial width tears of the supraspinatus and infraspinatus, period. The remainder of the tendons have tendinopathy, period. There is severe tendinopathy of the subscapularis, as detailed above, which is greatly thinned in positions and portions with undermining tearing, period. Number 2, extensive labral tearing. 3, rupture of the long head of the biceps. 4, osteoarthritis. 5, effusion with synovitis. 6, high riding humeral head, which closely approximates the acromion, and that was April 14th, 2025, period. End of report. Ortho Indy note, April 28th, 2025, presents for right shoulder pain, period. She was a pedestrian struck by automobile, was actually in the hospital in a coma for apparently 3 days after this, noting right dominant shoulder pain persisting, comma, limited range of motion, period. She adds that prior to the accident, she had no problems with the shoulder, period. On physical examination, the right shoulder exam, active forward elevation to about 155, abduction ABD, the same period. MRI from April 14th, 2025 demonstrates arthropathy with pseudo-articulation of the humerus to the undersurface acromion, comma, with no significant supraspinatus tendon remaining in the vault, comma, and near complete disruption of the infraspinatus, period. Assessment, right shoulder pain and rotator cuff arthropathy, period. Plan, treating with a subacromial corticosteroid injection and formal physical therapy, period. End of report. Ortho Indy Note, September 8th, 2025. Follow-up for evaluation of her right shoulder pain. She reports a history of early rotator cuff arthropathy in the right shoulder period. She reports increased low back pain accompanied by leg pain, period. Physical exam, right shoulder, active forward, elevation to 160 degrees, good push and pull strength, period. Assessment. One, bilateral low back pain with bilateral sciatica. Two, right rotator cuff tear and arthropathy, period. End of report. Ortho Indy Note, September 10th, 2025, presents for lower back pain radiating to the right lower extremity, period. End of that report. Ortho Indy Note, October 15th, 2025. Presents for a follow-up evaluation of lower back pain, period. She has completed 6 weeks of physical therapy. However, she continues to experience lower back pain radiating to her lower extremity bilaterally, period. They were on physical examination, tenderness of the lumbar paraspinals, painful flexion and extension of the lumbar spine, period. Assessment, low back pain radiating to lower extremities bilaterally, comma, most consistent with nerve root compression in the lumbar spine, period. End of that report. IU Health Rehab, Zionsville, June 2nd, 2025. History of present illness. A patient presents to physical therapy with complaints of post-concussion syndrome, comma, right neck pain, comma, right shoulder pain, comma, and right knee pain, period. Hit by a motor vehicle while walking as a pedestrian, period. Since the accident, patient continues to have dizziness, comma, lightheadedness, comma, and unsteadiness when her headache increases, period. Medical diagnosis was concussion, comma, right knee pain, comma, and right shoulder pain, period. End of report. Josephson Wallach Munchauer Neurology PC, note May 13th, 2025, referred to neurology clinic for concerns regarding concussion, period. Head CT from the time revealed a small subarachnoid hemorrhage, period. She has improved, but subsequent to this, has post-concussive symptoms, including dizziness and headache, period. Assessment, post-concussive syndrome, plan PT for right lower extremity weakness, period. End of report. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME, in reviewing the above medical records, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile versus pedestrian accident of January 1st, 2025 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, right shoulder trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, synovitis, comma, extensive and severe pathology with tears of the supraspinatus and infraspinatus, comma, severe tendinopathy of the subscapularis with tearing, comma, extensive labral tearing, comma, ruptured long head of the biceps, comma, effusion with synovitis, comma, rotator cuff arthropathy with pseudo-articulation of the humeral head against the acromion, comma, near complete disruption of the infraspinatus tendon, comma, and absence of significant supraspinatus tissue, period. Number two, lumbar trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and bilateral radiculopathy, all being an aggravation of a prior herniated disc in the low back, period. Number three, head trauma with subarachnoid hemorrhage, comma, post-concussion syndrome, comma, and persistent vertigo, period. Next number, left hand abrasions resolved. Next number, right upper and lower extremity trauma, strain, and pain, period. The above diagnoses were directly caused by the automobile accident versus pedestrian on January 1st, 2025, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanency, the patient does have a permanent impairment as it relates to the right shoulder, comma, low back, comma, and head trauma with persistent vertigo, period. By persistent impairment, I'm meaning the patient will have continuous pain in the right shoulder and low back for the remainder of her life, period. She will continue to have vertigo for the remainder of her life, period. Her low back pain is a reactivation of her prior problems of a herniated disc in the low back, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient was advised that she will need to consider an immediate or relative immediate shot in the low back, period. Although the patient is hesitant to have surgery, I do feel that the right shoulder pathology will ultimately require surgical intervention at a later date, period. The reactivation of her low back injury may also down the road require surgical intervention, period. The patient states at the present time she does not need a walker to ambulate, but she did immediately after the accident, but is not needed at this time, period. Ongoing over-the-counter anti-inflammatory and analgesics will cost $95 a month for the remainder of her life, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. A back brace costs $250. It needs to be replaced every 2 years, period. Some additional injections in the back will cost approximately $3,000, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records, comma, took the history directly from the client, comma, but I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Oral informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.